Today's shiur in Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa begins Perek Tezayin Halacha Ches. Today's shiur is sponsored for a Refu Shalema for Hillel Michal Ben Or Ubracha. Hillel Michal Ben Or Ubracha. May we have a Refu Shalema speedily in our days. May his family have the chizuk to go through these trying times with their son who is ill, and we wish them chizuk. We wish them our support, and today's shiur is dedicated for Refuah Shleima for their son, Hillel Michael ben Or Ubracha. We are up to Perek Tezayin Pasuk Ches, in the middle of the halachot of playing with various types of toys and ball on Shabbat. We are on page Resh Lamed Dalid Seif Ches. Kadur Shenafal Al Ilan, a ball that fell on a tree. You cannot take it down on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Not with your hand, not with a stick. So too, you can't shake the tree so that the ball should fall. Because one may not utilize anything that's attached to the ground on Shabbos, like we will see more details in Perek Chavav. But if the ball fell down on its own, mutl sachik boy. So if you're playing ball on Shabbos in the backyard and the ball flies into a tree, right, or somewhere in the air, so you can't shake it, you can't do anything to cause it to come down. But once it comes down, it's mutl to use. But kadosh and istavich ben anfeh ilon me'erev Shabbos. Let's say you had a ball that was stuck in a tree already from before Shabbos. Ubizman ben ashmoshes shebeknisa Shabbos hoyi ben anofen. And ben ashmoshes, right, from sundown till sunset on Friday night, it was stuck in a tree. I feel enough of me, then even if it falls by itself during that Shabbos from the tree, you can't play with it on that Shabbos, because on that Shabbos the ball is mukta. As he says on the bottom in Ha'orach of Zion Star, because the ball was in a tree during Ben Hashmashes. So since you can't use it during Ben Hashmashes, it's a mukta. And we have a rule throughout the laws of Muktzah. Something that's Muktzah during Bein HaShemashah, something that's Muktzah from the time of sundown to sunset, is Muktzah the entire Shabbos. So where, when you were playing with a ball, you had a ball that was not in the tree when Shabbos began, and it flew into the tree. Now, that ball wasn't Muktzah Bein HaShemashah, so when that ball falls out of the tree by itself on Shabbos, you could play with it. But a ball that was in the tree when Shabbos began, such a ball may not be played with on Shabbos, even if it falls out on its own. Siftes, Ein Levaker b'Shabbos u'yubiyamdiv b'migrishay sport u'kedayma. One should not go visit any sports stadiums on Shabbos, or any such type of stadiums. Ki ein b'zeh mishum kedushas hayayim u'munuchasei. It goes against the grain of the holiness of the day, and what we mean when we talk about menucha on Shabbos. Especially in Eretz Yisrael, but even in America, if you have any Jews working there, you're being machzik the hands of Avri Avera and people who are mechal Shabbos publicly. Says when you run a sports stadium, there is so much chil Shabbos that goes on. Running your trains and the buses to and from, in and out, security at the stadium, selling cards, tickets to get into the stadium, and clipping the tickets. And today, it's even worse. Everything's on the phones and scanning. So there's a ton of chil Shabbos that happens by a stadium. And going to take part in a stadium Shabbos, even if you have a way to get in, without doing any malachi yourself, it's usur. One should not find themselves in such a place on Shabbos. You don't belong there. It's not the Kedushas Hayayim. And you are being machzik yidei Avri Avera, which is you're strengthening the hands of Avri Avera, which in itself is a sin, and therefore one should not attend any such things on Shabbos. Sif Yud, makloi sticks, avonim, stones, galinim, and pits, like pits of a fruit, she'enam ru'im afil l'achilas behema, that are not fit to be eaten, right, even by an animal, which means we're talking about sticks, stones, or pits that are already at the point where even an animal wouldn't eat them. Asurim heim betilto, you're not allowed to move them on Shabbos. El im yachto esam l'mischakim b'ayjim, unless he designated them for playing with them before Shabbos. Oy sheregilu masachik b'ayseh makas, if you have certain twigs that that you have in your backyard, you have something that you always play with those twigs. So even if you weren't miyachid that specific twig, you can play with it. Right? If the sticks, the stones, or the pits, if you play with them during the week, so then you can play with them on Shabbos. Even if you didn't specify you're going to play with this on Shabbos. Because that means that they are now toys and not just stick stones and pits that have no use. But there's no permissiveness on Shabbos Yandiv Galinim Eilo. Right, so if you took the fruit, if you're eating a fruit on Shabbos, you have a pit. You don't say, oh, this pit was part of the fruit when Shabbos began, and therefore you could use it. But such a pit is mukta once it comes out of the food. It should not be used on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Sif Yud Aleph, the top of page Reish Lamed Hey. Mischak Chamesh Avonim, the game called Five Stones, better known in America as Kugeluch. Mutar l'sachek bei b'seich habayis, one can play with them inside your house. Avol em nevda evan achas, but let's say you lose one. Also l'kachas evan acheres l'hoysay medes eze shohu shimush im kinesis hayim. But let's say you're playing chamesh avanim or kugeluch, and one kugeluch gets lost. So you have a pebble near there, so you want to take a pebble from the ground and use that in place of one of those stones of the chamesh avanim, of the kugeluch. One cannot do so, because like we said before, such a stone is mukta, and you can't use it. Now, if you have stones that you set aside to use on Shabbos, and then one of your kugeluch got lost once again, like we said before, that would be permitted, but that's not usually the case. See if you'd beis. Mutar l'hachnis t'munos ba'album b'tmunos. You're allowed to put pictures into a photo album on Shabbos. But, b'lvad shlo yimayinus ha'tmunos of neach m'sasim ba'album. We're going to see later, we saw already by Bayer, the halachas of putting things in a specific order, which minui, which means you're not supposed to take things that are and correct, make them into a specific order on Shabbos. So if the pictures are in a nice pile, and that's the pile you're going to put it in, that's fine. But you cannot put them in the order on Shabbos. And l'yadik isem, but you have to make sure that the type of album you're using does not have sticky paper where it's getting stuck in, because that's teifer. V'af l'yachnas isem ba'album shaleihem nitbakis me'aleihem. He says, even if you have ones which are not, they, like those old-fashioned albums where you peel up the plastic and it's sticky and you put the picture down and it sort of sticks down, he calls that album yapani. I don't know what that means. Some brand or Japanese album that they call those in Eretz Yisrael. So those albums where the picture sticks down to the page, one should not use that on Shabbos either. If Yud Gimel, also l'kayer, b'plastilinia, b'pimoy, b'chemer, b'shaiva, b'gefes, u'getzvei. One should not form things out of mold, clay, wax, or plaster on Shabbos. V'chem gam also l'tzekes, gebes, l'teich, k'tavnes, kolshu, v'chem elu, heim mukza, v'also l'taltalon. You cannot pour any type of liquid or loose plaster or clay into a mold that's going to shape it either. All these ingredients, this plaster, clay, wax, all this stuff is mukts on Shabbos. You can't move it at all. You can't put it into a mold. It should not be used. So if you dalet, tzatzum ha-moinim al-yidei kofetz, kigay mechoniot v'rabatim l'mineim, ein limchas b'ilodim mesachim b'hem. Cars, trucks, or robots, that are spring back. You pull back and they go flying. Right? They pull back, spring back, whatever you want to call them. They have a spring and they go. You do not have to stop children from playing with them on Shabbos. Avlum tzatzum elo asuyim kach. Shebehechach reitzim mehem nitzutzei esh akreles. But when you pull it back and it goes forward, that car or truck is going to have sparks or going to make noises. And kol hetel sachik behem on shenat. Like we saw, things that are meant to make noise. So if you have a car whose like intention is, let's say it has a siren on it, then when you pull back, it sets it off, that it's going to have a siren when it goes forward. So that's, one should not play with such a pullback toy on Shabbos. But other pullback toys that don't have any electricity involved, that are not, don't have a whistle or anything like that, one could play with on Shabbos. We are now on page Reish Lamed Vav. Tzatzum ha-moinim aydei chashmal oy solula. Any type of toys that work with electricity or even solar energy. Ein la-filam b'Shabbos b'yom tov, one should not play with them on Shabbos b'yom tov. V'b'chal zeh gam michsak ha-mechashev, mischakei ha-mechashev l'mineihem. right? So any type of computer games or any type of electronic games, obviously one cannot play on Shabbos any such games. Also, the tafes al ilon, you can't hang on a tree, bein al ilon chai, or bein al ilon shekfas yavish, whether it's a fresh tree or a dried out tree already. Begam sulam shenishal al ilon, and you can't climb a ladder that's on a tree either. So you can't climb a tree, not the tree itself, not a ladder. Even if the ladder was there from before Shabbos, also lalis love, you cannot climb it on Shabbos. Al mutl tafis al miskenei bazel imiv ne'etz hamuchonim al mischak. But if you have put metal stuff or a tree house or something like that that's now totally built on the tree and the tree is not going to shake, that you could go onto on Shabbos. The same thing he says, if you'd zayin, mutterless nadeid beninindo uba ursel. Let's say you have a swing or a hammock, right? As long as the hammock or the swing is not swinging directly from the tree. Even if it's only even from one side. Because any utilization of the tree is aser. But let's say you have a big peg that goes into a tree. And now, and then you have a big hook, let's say, that goes into the tree, and then the hammock is tied to the hook. As long as the tree won't move when you're swinging on it or swing on the hammock, then it's mutter. Because then you're not utilizing the tree directly straight. But by something that's called a middleman, by an emtsoy, third thing. So that's considered tzidei tzadim. Avol also l'gvoya haninoda ve'ersel moitzeh b'shabbos yamtiv. You can't hang a swing. You can't hang the hammock on Shabbos yamtiv on that hook. But if that hammock or swing is on that hook already, you can, and leaning on the hammock is not going to move the tree, then it's permitted to swing on such a hammock on Shabbos. Like I said, it cannot be directly on the tree. It has to be tied to a metal hook or something that's attached to the tree, and this is attached to that. Today's shir, sponsored for Refuah Shleima, for Hillel Michal Ben Or Ubracha. We wish him a Refuah Shleima Bikarov. We wish a bracha to his family to have the chizuk, that they should see only smachot from this child, Mirtz Hashem, and that he should get a full recovery Bikarov. If you'd like to sponsor a shir, you can go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor shir, or email rabbifishman@gmail.com. Sponsorships of these shirim is what helps keeps these shirim coming on a regular basis. Thank you.